possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true.
That head-bobbing walk-up music can mean only one thing. Now joining me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline is Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times, CircaLasVegas.com. Thank you for being a guest. We'll change the words a little. Hi, Patrick.
How are you? I actually put the Golden Girls on about 10:30 last night. Spent most of the night working, and when it was time to kick back, got a cold beverage, put the Golden Girls on. That's not sad, is it?
No, I think that's a spectacular way to go. That's sort of the ease in, ease out. That's the way you get, you know what, you're in your happy space to start with. You do all the work and then the happy space to end with. So in between Golden Girls, there seemed to be much to write. And there was more this morning with the thing I saw this morning from Ian Rappaport about the Bears interviewing Titans quarterback coach Bo Hardigree for the offensive coordinator position. And it was off and running. So where are you? Can you sort out who's been hired, who's going to get the job, who's doing what, and where? Connect the dots for us.
Well, Bo Hardigree has ties to the old Dolphins teams that Ben Johnson was a part of. Bo actually worked here as a low-level assistant for a year and then went to Miami with Adam Gase. So that's how long ago that was. He's a candidate. You know, I don't know if he's the sure thing here, but, you know, who they have agreed to hire is Antoine Randle-El, you know, the Thornton legend, somebody who played, he was the quarterback at Indiana, but he also played basketball for Bobby Knight and also played baseball in Indiana, which is unbelievable. He was the Lions receivers coach, and he'll come be the receivers coach here. JT Barrett, the old Ohio State quarterback who was really, really good for a long time, is going to come be the quarterback's coach. He was the assistant QB's coach for the Lions. So these are two guys who know Ben Johnson and are able to teach his system. That's really important when you're bringing in a new coach. You need guys who, you know how to explain, what the entire team has to learn. And, you know, right now that's Ben Johnson's offensive system, at least for half the ball.
You know, we talked about more of nomenclature because he's going to rewrite the playbook based on the talent, the people, the skills, the way it's all going to work together. So it'd be more nomenclature and philosophy, wouldn't it? Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, and it would also be, you know, guys who say, listen, you know, with their quarterback's coach, you know, if Ben Johnson's going to light into Caleb Williams every once in a while, it's probably helpful to have a coach who sits there and goes, listen, I've known Ben for a long time. Don't take this personally. He did this to Jared Goff 10 times a year, whatever it is. Yeah, it's a familiarity with, you know, the wording of the playbook, but also with the man himself and somebody who can be a conduit between Ben Johnson and the players. I'll tell you this, though, on the offensive side of the ball, Ben is going to be so hands-on here that, you know, I hesitate to get too worked up over who ends up being the offensive coordinator, because that guy's just going to run the meetings, man. That guy's not going to call plays. That guy's going to do a lot of kind of the boring behind-the-scenes stuff to free Ben up to be the head coach.
But having a guy named Bo, who is a doppelganger for Sean Payton, all the pictures I've seen, he looks like Sean Payton looking up at the scoreboard. And I'm like, wow, does that count for anything? Is there a transitive property there and being someone's doppelganger? What do you think?
I think NFL hires over the years have proven that just because you've shared airspace with Sean Payton doesn't make you Sean Payton. I think a lot of teams have tried to duplicate what he's done there. And, you know, maybe you could argue that Kevin O'Connell, obviously he's a successful offshoot of him, but there have been more failures than successes so far.
Patrick Finley is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Time, writes about them. We're talking Bears here on The Score. So I think the two most, I've contended, and I think you have too, the two most important hires for Ben Johnson will be his defensive coordinator and his offensive line coach. So we heard Dennis Allen early as a defensive coordinator, and it seemed ideal as, okay, get a former head coach, get a defensive coordinator, let him go deal with the defense, go get us the ball back, and then I'll do with what I need to with the quarterback to get the ball into the end zone, that kind of stuff. And the offensive line coach, as soon as they get an offensive line, they can go from guard to guard and get those guys. Do you agree with that? Have you heard names? Which way do you think Ben Johnson will go with those two coaching positions?
I think Dennis Allen is probably the guy. You know, one thing you need to keep in mind as, you know, people start getting hired and start to fill out their staff is the Rooney Rule still applies when you're hiring coordinators and a quarterback's coach. So it's not like 20 years ago where you could walk in and say, Dennis Allen has told me that he's coming and he is our defensive coordinator now. You know, that may happen behind the scenes. But now you have to sit there and say, you know, I think it'll be Dennis Allen, but we're going to go through some interviews here. So that's what's taking a couple of days here. I think it'll probably be Allen, and I think that's a good fit, and it's a good fit for a lot of reasons. You know, I don't think we have to look very far back to Matt Nagy's first year. Remember when Matt got here and was really, really smart to keep Vic Fangio around. And Vic not only put up, you know, probably the best defense in football that year, but he kind of ran his side of the ball. And, you know, Ben Johnson's going to be the head coach of the whole team. But, man, it would be helpful if he had somebody with leadership experience to take care of the defense. And also somebody who can, you know, come up to him and say, hey, Ben, you know, 2 years ago, something like this happened to me when I was the head coach. And, you know, you got to make sure you get out in front of it. Or, hey, Ben, you know, when you walk in that press conference room, they're going to ask you X, Y, or Z. You know, there's an experience level that comes from being a head coach. Even, you know, Dennis Allen wasn't a very good head coach necessarily with the Raiders or with the Saints, but he's been through it, and that is helpful. And, you know, I think you're even going to see that in Dallas. You know, the word is that Matt Eberflus might be the guy who Brian Schottenheimer brings in to run the defense, and he'll have the same effect there in that, you know, he can run his half of the ball and, you know, be able to step in and say, you know, whether I've been successful or not as a head coach, I've at least lived it. And that will help a first-time head coach there, too.
So Ben Johnson aced the initial exam. I mean, he won the press conference. He won the room. If you're worried about him commanding a room, he commanded a room full of media and also Hallis Hall employees. And I thought it beamed over television spectacularly. He translated to video. He has that kind of, there's a confidence, there's a forcefulness, an intensity about him. I guess I'll use that word. There's maybe that's his resting face. It may be smiling, but I always sense there was an intensity about him, and that's terrific. And I don't know what that takes out of him, but it would seem to be the demands of a head coach in the NFL now as essentially the hood ornament. You were the quarterback, or you and the quarterback. It seems like tenfold for the demands on him. What do you make of, I know it's small sample size, what do you make of his ability to handle all that?
I think he handled everything really well. And I think, you know, you're right. He does have that kind of smoldering intensity, if I could use the word smoldering. And, you know, you talk to people who have been around him on the sideline during games. And boy, he is not, you know, he would not get a lot of unbleeped words on Hard Knocks. he is somebody who's not afraid to go curse somebody out in the middle of the game. And you know, that's what he's like during games. And, you know, from everything we've heard, you know, that's not necessarily what he's like in real life. So that's there. I think that when you have a franchise like the Bears, I think when you're trying to build a stadium, quite honestly, I think you need him to be, like you said, the face of the team. You know, you may not put him on billboards because you've got Caleb Williams, but he's the guy who, shoot, during the season, what is it, 4 days a week, 5 days a week during the season, he is the conduit. He's the one talking to fans, and he's somebody who you need to be articulate. He's somebody that you need to exude an aura, and, you know, that aura could just be, hey, we're going to try and score 50 points a game. You know, another reason I think the press conference was successful, and I was talking to a couple of other reporters about it the other day, is, you know, he wasn't coming from a position of defending himself. You know, when they hired Matt Eberflus and they hired Matt Nagy, there was very much that tone of, well, why'd you go with this guy? And the questions to them are, what makes you think that, you know, you're a good fit for this place? With Johnson, he's the one that everybody would have hired, both fans and media and football nerds alike. So, you know, the tone already starts in a better place where it's not, what are you going to do here? It's, you know, it's a little more welcoming. And I think you could feel that with him and the way he's interacted with all these media appearances and stuff.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember when Wani got the job and he came from the Super Bowl champion Cowboys, and Jimmy Johnson said, all right, take Tony Wise and you two get out of my building, but make sure you get personnel to say, you get last say on personnel. And Wani walked in the same way, and Wani was a terrific to deal with if you were in the media. And this is both back in the old Halas Hall. And the Bears then won the hottest coordinator contest, and they got that guy, and that didn't work out. And we know it cannot necessarily work out, but I guess it's better than, like you said, it's better than having to defend yourself about why you screwed up a playoff game in Kansas City when Matt Nagy came in, right?
Yeah, or Matt Eberflus. Matt Eberflus's defense. Yeah. The last game he ever coached in Indianapolis was just inexcusably bad. And you sit there and go, okay, now you're going to be the head coach? Yeah, you know, I think Wani's a really good example of maybe the last time the Bears got kind of the unanimous pick to agree to come to them. And John Fox, and people forget this, but John Fox in the moment seemed like a really good idea. And just because he could bring some professionalism to a locker room that had Brandon Marshall threatening to fight people and Lance Briggs going and opening barbecue restaurants on a practice day. So that made sense. That made sense in the moment, but, you know, they were all joining teams that I think we were pretty sure were going to be bad for a year or two. Nagy obviously, turned it into a pretty good team right away. But, you know, with Johnson, I think there's that promise that the cupboard isn't bare and that he has a chance to really take off here pretty quick.
My guest is Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. We're talking Bears football here. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. The cupboard is bare on the offensive line. That's why I thought the offensive line coach would be huge. And Ben Johnson's effect, his opinions, his ability to insist on something and have it be taken seriously. The Bears have picks number 10, 39, and 41. If they want to spend it on a center and two guards, I'm good with that, because from guard to guard, those guys are the ones who are closest to Caleb Williams, and they have to be the best at protecting him. How do you feel? What do you think is going to happen? What do you imagine the Bears do? They have free agency. They have the draft. They'll have free agency again. How do they solve guard to guard?
I think you're right. It's the old Drew Brees thing. When Drew Brees, who is one of the shorter quarterbacks to ever be successful in the NFL, when he was in New Orleans, they really popularized the idea of, you better make sure you have a good center and two guards to make it so your quarterback can actually see where he's throwing the ball. And, you know, Caleb, for for all of the skills he has, height is not one of them. And I think that being solid in the middle is beneficial because of his body size. If it's me and if I'm using those three picks, you know, their first two plus the Panthers two, you know, I'd be open to a tackle at 10 if that works. I'm not sure that Braxton Jones is good enough for you to, you know, sniff at any tackles that might be available. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely make sure that of those three picks, all of them have the word line in them, whether it's offensive line or defensive line. I think the ideal for me, you know, right now, not knowing who they're going to end up with in free agency, would be if you could give me two offensive linemen who could start right away and a defensive lineman, whether that's an edge rusher or somebody inside. I think that would be a really good use of that draft capital. You know, they've got pretty good skill position players. And, you know, I have questions about DeAndre Swift, but I think in the modern NFL you can kind of backfill it running back a little bit. But boy, if you beef up those two lines, you're giving yourself a chance. And it was clear, you know, all season and during training camp and all last season and all the season before, that the Bears just weren't going to be up to par in either O-line or D-line.
Before I let you go, you brought up DeAndre Swift. I talked about it last hour. The Lions and Eagles prove if you get rid of DeAndre Swift, you get yourself a running game that lands you 14-15 victories, and the Eagles are in the NFC Championship. And, I mean, it's a small sample size, but Ben Johnson was there in Detroit. I don't know that DeAndre Swift is going to be on this team this year, certainly not the season after. What do you think? What is his future?
I think his contract status more or less dictates that he's on the team this year, coming up. The one after that, I believe they're out, comes at the end of next year. You know, I talked to DeAndre at the end of the season about both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, and he talked about how he thought both of those guys were superstars in terms of their ability to communicate with players and the fact that they really know their stuff schematically. So he had nothing but nice things to say. You know, with Ben, obviously, that's a big question. Hey, you know, on some level, it wasn't Ben's decision, but on some level, you know, he must have been okay with letting DeAndre Swift go. You know, obviously they paired that with Jahmyr Gibbs getting drafted a month later, and the rest is history. So I'm sure he doesn't regret letting him go. I think that Swift danced a little bit and was always looking for the home run. And I think to be able to move the ball steadily, and they're not going to be as good as the Lions in the run game in year one, but to be able to be a little more steady, I think you either need him to come to Jesus or you need to bring in somebody else to share carries with him who will hit the hole where you want them to hit the hole and when you want them to hit it.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to go. Whatever the dead cap hit, they have, you know what? A lot of cap space doesn't mean signing people. It means getting rid of people in addition by subtraction. And I don't know if Ben Johnson feels that way, but I think that's the way it's going to go. Because it's an NFL law now. You have to get rid of DeAndre Swift, and then you get to go to the NFC Championship game or win 15 games. Right? Isn't that the rule now?
I like it. I like it. I'm sure DeAndre Swift doesn't, but yeah.
Patrick, thank you for your time, as always. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rookie. Have a good one.
All right. That's Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. Talking Bears here. The rest of the hour will include a replay of Ben Johnson, Bears coach. Born in a manger and then showing up on the Score. He was on Mully and Haw yesterday, and we'll bring you that. It was great stuff. And again, his parents are educators. Teachers are the most noble, underpaid, underappreciated profession. Teachers and nurses should run the world. They would do it better than anybody else. Nurses run hospitals. Teachers have America's minds, America's youth. They are the most important people in the world. Other people ought to start respecting that. Okay, stepping off the soapbox to let you know this. Thanks to all the local businesses that entered our Score Big for Your Business contest this month. We want to say congrats to Heritage Restaurant and Caviar Bar in Humboldt Park for being this year's winner of the contest. The restaurant will get its commercials produced by the Score, and they'll be heard during Super Bowl 59 right here on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. I'm going to take a break when I come back. Kyle Long made a great point, and we will bring you audio of the point in favor and the point against. We'll tell you what it's like to get a Ben Johnson from one of Ben Johnson's former players. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Tour.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It is Saturday Suckage. Rocking in, rocking back. No, that's not what we do here. In about 10 minutes, I'll bring you the replay of Ben Johnson on with Mully and Haw, your new Bears coach, talking about stuff. It was a great interview. It was wonderful. It was personal as well as professional. And Ben Johnson does what Ben Johnson does. He makes a wonderful impression. He sounds confident, he's in control, forthright, not like the dithering Matt Eberflus, who always sounded like he was trying to cover up something. And it turns out he was. He was trying to cover up horrible coaching. Ben Johnson sounds like he's got it nailed. Like he's going in, he's going out, and he's going to dare you to... I think he welcomes disagreement, Ben Johnson. Sounds like a guy who welcomes disagreement. Sounds like a guy you can relate to. I mean, if you watch that, you had to come away liking the guy. Maybe you wanted to have a beer at a Cubs game with him. He'll certainly be at the Cubs games. That's what drove his love to coach the Bears, the Cubs. His brother had season tickets. But he sounds like that guy. But I think he welcomes argument, disagreement, chatting. I think he does. I think he likes that forensic stuff. Dare you to knock me off my opinion? I'll bet. Maybe we'll hear more about that later. But he's likable. He's well thought of. His players like him. There are no players, it would seem, to like Matt Eberflus or Shane Waldron. I mean, they held a like an intervention with Shane Waldron, where they went to players went to Matt Eberflus and said, "This guy's not coaching us. This guy's got to coach us." And Matt Eberflus says, "Well, why don't you go to the guy, go to the coach, and have him coach you?" Okay, that's a good start, but we kind of saw this coming. This is where Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles failed miserably at doing their homework, and why you should wonder who really made the Ben Johnson decision, and do you trust Ryan Poles to make any more decisions? Kyle Long tweeted this out, and I'll have to fix the wording a little bit, but I just remember the memorable Shane Waldron red flag was his former player saying good luck to Bears fans with him headed to Chicago. They're all green flags with Ben Johnson. You should hear my fave non-Bear, non-Chief, Amon-Ra St. Brown talk about this guy. So we're going to let you hear exactly what Kyle Long was talking about. First, what he's referring to, the red flag about Shane Waldron, the red flag everyone saw except the inexplicably still employed Ryan Poles and the deservedly fired Matt Eberflus, Jackson Smith Najigba. He was at the Super Bowl. He was on a podcast with Adam Hoge's question on CHGO. So here's Adam Hoge and Jackson Smith Najigba. He was a receiver. He's a receiver for the Seattle Seahawks who had to play under Shane Waldron. And here's the news of Shane Waldron's new job. And here's the former the Seahawks receiver's response to his former offensive coordinator.
Bears fans are super interested about the offensive coordinator coming in, Shane Waldron. What can you tell them about who they just hired to try to get this offense where it needs to go?
This is live?
Yeah. We're not live.
I'm playing. Good luck to y'all. I mean, he's a great person, great offensive coordinator. I was very lucky to have him my first year. Learned a lot from him. I think him and Justin will mesh well. And, you know, adding more guys around him, I think it would be great. So we'll see. Good luck to y'all.
Yeah. The ball long pause. We're live? Can we start tape again?
This is live?
Yeah. All right, so that's Jackson Smith. That's the last time they brought in an offensive coordinator, and they got his response from the old players there, former players there. Now they bring in Ben Johnson, and they make him head coach. Detroit Lions offensive coordinator. One of his best players is Amon-Ra St. Brown. The St. Brown podcast with his brother, former Bears wideout, Equanimeous St. Brown. And they're talking about, from Amon-Ra St. Brown's point of view, losing Ben Johnson to the Bears.
Obviously, I love Ben. One of my favorite coaches that I've ever had, I would say for sure. I mean, he's smart. He's, you know, one of the hardest working coaches that I've been around. But obviously, I would want to have him in Detroit forever, but that's not the reality of things.
So you hear the difference. You hear, I want him in Detroit forever. Obviously, that's not real. Such resignation, such sadness compared with Jackson Smith Najigba being it. And you know what? I can't.
Good luck to y'all.
Yeah. But the whole thing with Adam Hoge asking, we're going to do that again. The whole thing with Adam Hoge asking the question and a forthright question and an interesting, yeah, Bears fans be interested. What do you think of the new offensive coordinator guy? Listen to that. And then the answer he got just spoke volumes to make Kyle Long's point. Listen to this again.
This is live?
Yeah. We're not live.
I'm playing. good luck to y'all. I mean, he's a great person.
Yeah. Okay. All right. He's a great person. Ben Johnson sounds like a great person. We're going to take a break. We will hear from Ben Johnson after we come back from this on Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Thank you for joining me on Saturday Suckage. If nobody important listened, I'll be back next week. Now, here's new Bears coach Ben Johnson on The Score with Molly and Hall.
Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good morning there, Molly. I thought I recognized that voice that I just heard. It's a blast from the past right there. Coach Shoup, he's one of my favorites.
That was great to talk to John Shoup the other day. We covered John Shoup. Molly and I have been here long enough that when he was the offensive coordinator. And then he said the thing about making different look the same looking different. And then you quoted him at your own press conference, and it was great to see, Ben. Just wondered that origin of that story, the seed that was planted when you were a walk-on quarterback at North Carolina to get into coaching. How important was that moment and John Shoup in your life?
Well, David, honestly, I've been around. That was my third coordinator in college, and it was the first time John Shoup was. It was the first time I went into the building, went into the meeting room, was around a guy, and I said, I want to be like this man. He had that type of impact, not only on the quarterback room, but the entire offense. And just to see someone be that impactful in a young person's life, it really resonated with me. And so soon after I spent that much time with him, that's when I started looking at, man, maybe I want to get into graduate assistant and see if coaching is in my future. Now, everyone had always said I'd be a but I thought that was just their polite way of saying I'm not a really good player. You know, that happens sometimes. But no, Shoup was very influential on me. His philosophy on offensive football, I thought, was top notch, and it certainly was a big thing for me when I finally got my coordinator opportunity that I referenced back to. So he's one of my favorites.
That's great stuff. And, you know, we talked to him. I remember covering him back in the day when he would be at Hallis Hall at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you'd hear about him talking to Sean Payton. I believe he was in Dallas at the time. Like, young coaches staying up all night talking to each other. And that's when he said sleep is a superpower and talked about how he wished he had taken better care of himself. But in those days, it was all about the grind. And I'm thinking about you, and I'm thinking, my God, you're playing in a playoff game, and it was a disheartening finish, and you must have been up all night, and then you got your meeting saying goodbye. Now you're in Chicago, and you're doing all this media. I mean, sleep is a superpower, Coach. Are you without it? Have you been up for several days? How are you holding up?
Yeah, no. Listen, that's the name of the game. Shoup used to also say your body can handle a lot more than you really realize, your body and your mind both. And so that's true as well. So it's a long season. It's a lot of late nights. But once you get into a rhythm, your body will respond. Your mind will respond to it. And so, I feel great. This is it's been such an exciting opportunity for me that no, I don't need to slow down right now. There's just too much going on. There's too much good going on right now that I just want the momentum to continue to build. I want a great staff together, and eventually we'll get going on the playbook. I want to reach out to all these players. I haven't had the opportunity to talk to everybody yet. I'm still getting to know the building. So, listen, there's a lot of work to get done, but I hate how the season ended for me in Detroit, but just the excitement level that I have moving forward, sleep's a thing of the past. We'll catch up on that later.
So you know well the relationship between perception and reality as an offensive coordinator and now a head coach in the NFL. And so the perception of you before we heard you the other day at Hallis Hall, Ben, I think was that, all right, offensive guru, great play designer, boy, he's innovative, don't know how he's going to command the room. You don't know how he is in front of players. And I don't know if that was always fair, but for the last month or so, as we were pondering who's going to be the next head coach of the Bears, we were paying more attention to your press conferences, wondering how you connected and communicated. And I just wonder, from your perspective, how conscious you were or are of the offensive guru label, and sometimes how we assume that a guy can't be both an offensive guru and the, quote, leader of men.
Yeah, listen, there's each role you're in, whether it was quality control, position coach, coordinator, you try to focus on doing your job to the best of your ability. And so I proceeded with the coordinator role with that in mind. My job in front of the media was to really have a message for the players, hype up our players to a degree, and bring the message of the head coach out to the media and the fans as well. And so that was my role. It changes now. It changes now completely. I'm beyond confident that I'm ready for this, and this is really what I wanted. The players in that locker room in Detroit, where I came from, I really believe they knew that this was coming at some point. The coaches, time and time again, would encourage, "Hey, Ben, you gotta do this, man. You're ready. It's time." You know, and so now you listen to everybody around you, and the feedback you get is, no, this is the right move for me, and I know you might not have seen much personality necessarily through media interviews or on the sideline on game day, but that's what the job called for at that time. And I think I've shown over the course of my career, I can morph and I can blend into whatever the job requires. So, yeah, it's a different deal going forward, and it's one that I'm really looking forward to.
So I'm just surfing the internet and reading whatever I can, preparing to talk to you, and I stumble across all these photos of you as a Cub fan, and it's you. You're very young, you and your brother and your dad out at Wrigley Field, and then there's you and your wife, like your I guess girlfriend, do out at Wrigley Field, and then you're married, and now your kids are out, and you're all at Wrigley Field, and I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, and I heard the story that your brother signed up for seasons when he was like a senior in high school and then eventually gets it. And I'm thinking, like, my month, you know, this is a guy with a game plan.
That's
this
confidence.
Is, that's like your brother, you know, I don't, you don't come from huge money. I mean, I'm just saying, the guy is obviously brilliant. He goes to MIT. He knows he's going to be able to afford tickets in Chicago to the Cubs when he's in high school as he's graduating. And then you benefit from that. You must come from like a family of geniuses. How can you describe your brother and what that connection to Chicago is?
Yeah, listen, I don't know. Genius might be going a little bit too far, but no, he is super sharp, and really it's a credit to my parents. My folks are both educators. They're now retired, but my dad was formerly assistant coach in college. He got out of it when he started having kids and ended up being a high school administrator. And then my mom was a special education teacher. I have an older sister that's also in education. She's an assistant principal at the high school we went to. And so that was a big influence on us early. And, you know, it really rubbed off onto the kids. So we try to get good grades and all that. But, no, it's funny, that whole story of Chicago, because it took my brother, you know, six, almost 8 years before his name got to the top of the wait list and being able to, and so at that point, he had already graduated college, and he and his buddies were able to go in and I think get four tickets each and every season. So, it's been pretty crazy to see that, how everything goes full circle. You grow up watching the Cubs on WGN with Harry Carey and Ryan Sandberg and Mark Grace and all those guys, and to see where it's come full circle now, it's kind of special, to be honest with you.
Well, if you're not throwing out the first pitch on opening day, I don't know what they're doing over there. So, but I also wonder, Ben, as we see those pictures Mully referenced and we hear the story of you growing up a Cubs fan, all those trips here, I just wonder, you're an ambitious young guy, you're a bright individual. I just wonder, at what point in time, was Chicago always a destination for you professionally, even before you got to Detroit, even before this job became a possibility? Did you, in your wildest dreams, always think, well, one day I want to live here, I want to have my family here?
David, I tell you this, man, it's the time I've spent here the last few years, there's no question that helped me find comfort. You know, when particularly I'm interviewing for this job, and I feel such great pull from George and Kevin and Ryan and the family atmosphere. And then it piggybacks onto what I already know about the places here, the institutions here, the people are so friendly. I love the Midwest in general. I think it's a great place to raise kids. And so, yeah, it certainly played a large role. And honestly, the whole thing was a no-brainer once it all came together. And I just saw the vision for this franchise, this organization, where we want to go. And I really believe we can get there with the leadership we have in place. So you combine that with the location. You combine that really with the people and the city. It all felt right to me.
You know, I think that as a math major and a computer science guy, I can't help but wonder, like, how does your brain work as you watch football? I thought it was awesome that you said you and the quarterback need to sit together, and he needs to understand what the play caller is thinking. You need to understand how he looks at the game. You're going to watch tape together. And I got to tell you, like, I'm fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by how your brain works as a math guy. Are you computing everything? When it comes to fourth downs, you come from a coach that was always making. Did you sometimes think this is insane? Or, yes, the numbers say yes. How do you do that? What is it? What's going through your head?
Listen, I'm all on board. Analytics, there's no doubt. Within a game, you're thinking through all the scenarios as quickly as you can. You're trying to compute it in your head, and it helps when you have somebody on the line that has already done it and can help you out. But no, that plays a large factor. Here's what I tell you: is that background that I have, particularly with software, was about designing and building, and you create that vision and you see it come to fruition, and nothing's more fulfilling than an idea that you had, it comes to life. And in that particular instance, it was within a software computer context. How that's transitioned for me now as a coach is you get into coaching as a position coach, and it's the same thing with a player. You have a plan for that player. How do you get them better? How do you improve them? And then you look to execute that plan together. And it's such a beautiful thing to see a player grow and improve. Same thing when I move over to coordinator. Now it's more in an offensive context, the entire unit. You have a vision for what it's going to look like. How do we build it? How do we bring it all together? And it takes so many people to see it happen. And, you know, the success we had the last few years, I mean, I think it's that's what really makes you feel good at the end of the season. And so it's really no different now as a head coach. It's this is the vision. This is really the design of what we're trying to get done, the culture we're trying to instill within this building, and the challenge is going to be to get the right guys in here, the coaching staff, and augment the talent level that we already have here and see this thing come to life just like we're planning on doing. But to me, that's the fun part of it, is the building together, because it's hard. But when it's done the right way, it's so, so fulfilling and beautiful at the end.
Talking with Bears head coach Ben Johnson here on The Score. And Ben, everybody loves the trick plays. You got us on the stumble bum when you were here with the Lions in December. We saw the double lateral last week. Oh my gosh.
That's a great idea.
That was great and creative. And I think you become known for certain things. And yet, at the same time, it's more than that. I loved when you talked about not installing the Lions offense in Chicago. It's going to be an offense tailored around the skill set of the players you have. And yet you still have to have the ideas that you bring to the table. Could you distinguish between what we have referred to often in this town and football cities as a play collector, guys who do have great innovation and offensive minds, versus play callers, and how you have to sequence plays early to set them up for later, and how that all comes together? Because you've got to have more than just these trick plays that people remember. You've got to have an overall system plan.
Yeah, listen, it's always predicated on the foundation and the fundamentals. And so springtime is going to be about simple things like ball security, how to catch the football, how to run after catch, proper fundamentals of blocking. Like these are the building blocks that we cannot overlook. All the bells and whistles, those are fun. Those are fun for the fans. And I'll tell the guys this as well. We are in the entertainment industry, and we are entertainers on game day, and that's part of it. We're competitors, and we need to win, but also let's have a little fun while we're doing it. And so that's a big portion of it, but none of it can be done unless the fundamentals are really hammered home. And so that'll be our challenge here. How far can we push the fun part, the trick plays, all that stuff? I'd love to get to it, but we'll see what our guys can handle, what they can do well. End of the day, we're going to do things that we trust our players to do. As a play caller, I do love the thought of showing one thing early in the game and circling back to something different later. I love the thought of what is our last four games look like to the opposition, because that's probably what they're practicing. So how can we use that information against them? You know, all those things, they all play a part in terms of the game plan and how we call it. But really, it comes down for our players. They have to understand a deuce block, a deuce combination in the run game. Man, we got to master that fundamental. And once we do that, then we can add a bunch of different layers to it. Same thing on defense. We got to be great at block protection,
in terms of getting up, shedding blocks and getting to the ball carrier. And once we master those fundamentals, now we can add maybe a couple more pressures, or we can add a couple more coverages there on the back end to make it even harder for the opposition. So we'll take this thing as far as our players can are willing to take it. And right now, I'm getting to know this crew. I'm getting to know this locker room, and I've been really encouraged by the players I've already met and everything I've heard from Ryan in the meantime.
Yeah, it was a real show of respect, the guys who showed up, and it was wonderful, the dichotomy of seeing you one day telling the building how important the locker room, and then the next telling the players to prepare to be uncomfortable. I thought that kind of combination of the way you were talking to people was excellent.
Listen, Molly, these guys, they want to be great. I really believe that every player in this locker room, that's what they want to do. They want to become great. And that looks different for every player. Greatness looks different for every player. But it'll be our job as coaches to hold them accountable, all right, set the bar really high. We're going to push them out of their comfort zone. But at the same time, they're going to know it's all within their best interest. We're going to have a great support system built up around them. We'll set that bar high, but it's also because we feel like they can get there and they can achieve that. So that's going to be the balance that we'll strike with these guys. And that was really the feedback from this locker room that I've gathered from the end of last year. That they want that. They want to be challenged. They want to be coached. And so I think it's going to be very receptive, that message going forward.
Ben, there was so much reported about you being the leading candidate among head coaching possibilities in Chicago, in Las Vegas, in Jacksonville. And there was always a suggestion that you wanted to have your own front office personnel executive to bring with you. And that maybe if you had a sitting general manager like Ryan Poles, it would be an impediment to you taking this job. Turned out that wasn't the case. You spoke about being in lockstep with Ryan Poles, about you guys sharing a past at Boston College, working at the same cubicle, for goodness sakes. So how would you describe that relationship, how it's come together? And look, you know how it works in NFL cities. Everybody wants to know, the new guy in town with the big contract, are you the guy who has a final say on roster decisions when you're talking with your general manager?
Listen, everything we do is going to be together. I didn't know Ryan, so I got to BC right after he had left. And so there was a lot of crossover in terms of the people that we knew. I did my research on him. He did his research on me. I think we both felt really good going into the interview, and we ended up hitting it off. I think we've gotten along really well in that interview setting, and we've been excellent so far. And I totally expect that to be the case moving forward. We see the vision for this program being exactly the same, and I'm just beyond excited to find a partner like this. Here's what I'd tell you. Don't believe everything you hear floating around out there in the media, because rarely does it ever come from me, right? So I found exactly what I was looking for right here, and it didn't take me very long on that interview to see the presence of George, Kevin, Ryan, the rest of the crew. It was everyone has a shared vision, and they're totally committed to building a team that this city's going to be proud of.
The Spiegel and Holmes Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on the Score.
Bears tight end Cole Kmet.
Raising the standard here is one thing that we all talked about. And, you know, I kind of talked about like a culture shift. And, you know, to be honest and real about where we've been at the past couple seasons, unfortunately, it's been a losing culture. And I don't think we have necessarily losing people in the building, but that's kind of the result that we've had. And that needs to change. And, you know, obviously now you bring in a guy like Ben Johnson, who's been part of a really great winning culture, who has seen a turnaround. It's a big win for us for sure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.